You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and getting out and socialising is something that's hopefully back for good, fingers crossed. And RNIB Scotland are helping to get people together to get some fresh air and a little bit of a natter. Mike Holroyd from RNIB Scotland is here now to tell us a little bit more about it. Thank you so much for joining us, Mike.
You're welcome, Ellie. Hello.
So what's the idea behind this event? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so this is one of many similar events that we've done across Scotland. We've kind of called them getting back out there. As you say, you know, a lot of us who are blind and partially sighted, hopefully this will be us getting out socially for good, as with everybody else. But I think even people like myself, who, you know, I'm a guide dog user, I'm a very confident traveller, have lost some confidence during the various lockdowns that we've had. And so the idea of getting back out there is just to get people together. In some ways, meeting up outside, although we're getting to the time of year where that's getting tricky, but meeting up outside feels a little bit less threatening than inside. So we meet together, just a few of us go for a wee walk, and it's about the social aspect. You know, it's not for somebody who wants to go and climb Ben Nevis or whatever. You know, they're not going to get their sort of 20 miles in. So it's a short walk and a chance for people to have a chat. And then, of course, the all-important cuppa afterwards for people to carry on making those links and just develop a bit of confidence, really.
And do you think that being able to go out as a group rather than just one person on their own trying to build their own confidence up, the fact that you're in a group and you've got that support, is that an aspect of it that you're trying to focus on?
Yeah, I think for some people, sort of the motivation for going out on your own is actually quite difficult, and you can always say, I'll do it tomorrow, I don't feel like going out today, or perhaps next week then. And you know, spoken to many people for whom that has been the case, got used to you know, lockdown has been difficult, but it's also very safe in terms of, you know, just being indoors, and So actually having to be somewhere at a particular time and meeting up, even if it's with two or three other people, is a real motivation to just get out and meet somebody.
Exactly. It really is. It's the same if you go into an exercise class or something like that. If you've got other people, it's like a commitment. You've said you'd go. You have that motivation behind it.
Yeah, definitely.
So the Highlands and Islands, obviously Inverness and around that kind of area, is quite remote. Do you find that people become more isolated through winter, or do you find that there's a strong sense of community within people who live in remote areas?
I think there's a lot of questions there. I think in a sense that the experience of lockdown and moving everything online has actually leveled the experience a little bit. So on many of our calls, we've had people from right across Scotland, Shetland, Orkney, the Western Isles, all parts of the central belt, everywhere has been represented on a lot of our calls. So from that point of view, I think people have, you know, been able to feel part of a community. I think our challenge now is to make sure that people in the more remote areas get that opportunity still to remain connected. And, you know, logic and practicality tells us that a lot of that is going to be over the phone or online. But we also want to hold events that people can come to as well, whether it be a walk or in a few weeks, we're going to be up in Orkney doing a tech and chat event, that kind of thing, just to enable people, small groups of people, to get together and share experiences and get the information that they want. I mean, Inverness itself, quite a sizable city now. So we're actually going to be doing the walk at the university grounds. So, you know, there's a fair amount of people who are in and around Inverness. But of course, if people are able to get in from some of the more rural places around, then that would be fantastic too.
Why did you choose the university to kind of explore on your first event?
Well, I'm not from Inverness. I'm in Dunoon in the west of Scotland. And so I relied on people who have local knowledge. We met a few weeks ago and they said that the university is a good campus, got some good sort of walking paths as well. So they went and did a recce of the walk and found it was suitable. So that's why we've chosen that area. It's also, I think, reasonably easy to get to on public transport.
Great stuff. And Mike, where can we find out more about the walk and possibly sign up for this event and keep up with everything that RNIB Scotland are going to be doing in the future?
Sure. Yep. Okay. Well, many different ways, really. If you're not already, please go and visit our Connect page, our RNIB Scotland Connect on Facebook. That has a lot of information about what's going on and people sharing their different experiences and so on. So please, please do have a look at that if you are Facebook minded. If you want to find out more information about the walk or you want to sign up, then please do contact me. My phone number is 0131 378 8927, and my email is mike.holroyd@rnib.org.uk, and Holroyd is spelled Holroyd. So those are some ways of contacting us. If you want to join us on the walk, you'd be most welcome. It would be great to have you along. All I just ask is that you ring me or email me basically before 11:30 on Monday to let me know you're coming along so we know to expect you.
Great stuff. Thank you, Mike, so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Mike Holroyd from RNIB Scotland. And just a reminder that that walk in the university grounds up in Inverness will be taking place on Monday the 11th. If you would like to get involved or take part, that you get involved with Mike. Here's his phone number again in case you missed that. So if you want to get involved, you can give him a call on 0131 378 8927. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.